We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Lovely viewers, thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astor 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Eutelsat 5 and Eutelsat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendoSat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Inkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, in Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, S.A. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotov, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungal Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United States Agency for International Development provides information technology training to Pakistani women. In animal news, an exquisite butterfly is seen in Bhutan after 78 years. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring the Interfaith Center for Sustainable Development, which encourages religious leaders in Israel, Palestine, and beyond to find solutions to global warming. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 14th, is the birthday of His Royal Highness, the Prince of Wales. Born in 1948 in Buckingham Palace in London, United Kingdom, His Royal Highness Prince Charles has been a steadfast leader in raising awareness about the need to take immediate action to halt climate change. His Royal Highness's many other environmental efforts include START, which His Royal Highness initiated to promote sustainable living in the UK, and the Prince's Rainforest Project, which is dedicated to decreasing tropical deforestation. In addition, His Royal Highness is an advocate of organic gardening and has established chemical-free gardens at several royal residences. His Royal Highness is also president or patron of over 400 organizations, as well as president of the Prince's Charities, a group of 20 nonprofit organizations. Our sincere gratitude, Your Royal Highness Prince Charles, for your long-standing devotion to helping others and to preserving our precious planet for future generations. We respectfully wish you a joyous and blessed birthday with cherished ones.
Flying News, Supreme Master Chinghai International Association, relief news from the Philippines. When Tropical Depression Ramon struck the islands in mid-October, at least 9 people perished in storm-related incidents, while floods and landslides in the provinces of Luzon, Visayas, and Mindanao displaced approximately 8,500.
The recent typhoon that affected Roa City has brought some psychological and economic difficulty to the residents.
With all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Chinghai offered $15,000 for urgent necessities and asked that our association members please go, if possible, to assist the most desperate. This amount could obtain $203,000 in supplies purchased in the United States based on the cost of living in the Philippines.
Covering their own travel and related expenses of $2,100, our association's Formosan, or Taiwanese relief team, arrived in the capital Manila on October 20th. Together with the local association members, they studied the situations in the affected areas and decided to go to the heavily hit Visayas province. Once there, the local social welfare and development department helped the relief team identify 4,000 affected households in need of urgent aid. After purchasing and preparing packages of rice, vegetable oil, vinegar, soy sauce, sugar, cookies, as well as soap, they started on October 24th distributing to the households in over 38 villages.
Relief assistance of the Supreme Master Chinghai is very timely for us so that we can extend the assistance to the barangays that were affected.
Shanghai po, maraming salamat po sa binigay niyong relief.
Salamat, Master Chinghai.
With appreciation for the assistance of the Philippine officials, we join in thanks for Supreme Master Chinghai's compassionate support and for the sincere efforts of our association's relief team. May the storm-affected residents see a swift return of their regular daily lives as we pray that such weather calamities subside through our gentler lifestyles on the planet.
Thank you.
storm pummels British Columbia, Canada. A swift-moving cold front on Friday, November 11, brought an intense snowstorm to the province of British Columbia that caused loss of power, a halting of ferry service, and perilous conditions on highways. Packing winds up to 95 kilometers an hour, the storm felled many trees, with one that damaged a home and some 50,000 residents throughout the Lower Mainland, Sunshine Coast, and Vancouver Island who lost power. Ferry services between Vancouver and Vancouver Island were completely halted as officials warned drivers to stay off the Coquihalla Highway, which became obstructed with vehicles that due to the dangerous conditions had spun out of control. Our appreciation, officials, for your precautionary initiatives, as we are also grateful for the general safety of the storm-affected people. May such weather extremities be minimized through humanity's greater consideration for all beings as the vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Trời đâu sẵn có tung khắp núi rừng nó ấm loài chim khi ta nhìn trong trời đông lạnh gió chung sắc sờ lông cánh ta tới tìm ta muốn đem bao phần ăn ngon bổ cho đám mèo hoang ôm đói lang thang sống lén lút trong miếu đền hoang đổ ngày nắng đêm mưa tiều tùy vó vàng ta thương xót hươu nai vùng núi đá lặn lội suốt ngày không đủ lá khô sườn dốc treo leo buồn như cờ mồ, tìm đâu ra cỏ ngọt suối cam lồ. Lòng Bồ Tát chắc sẽ buồn muôn thuở, thứ trần gian nguyện ước có viên thành. Ta quỳ xuống lòng muốn tin có Chúa, để xin Ngài tạo dựng lại hành tinh. Ta muốn tìm kho trời đâu sẵn có, tung khắp núi rừng no ấm loài chim. Khi ta nhìn trong trời đông lạnh gió, chúng xác sờ lông cánh ta tới tìm. Ta muốn đem bao phần ăn ngon bổ cho đám mèo hoang ngốm đói lang thang, sống lên lút trong miếu đền hoang đồ. Ngày nắng đêm mưa tiều tùy vó vàng, ta thương xót hươu nai vùng núi đá, lặn lội suốt ngày không đủ lá khô. Sườn dốc treo leo buồn như cô mô, tìm đâu ra cỏ ngọt suối cam lồ. Lòng Bồ Tát chắc sẽ buồn muôn thuở, cứu trần gian nguyện ước có viên thành. Ta quỳ xuống lòng muốn tin có Chúa, để xin Ngài tạo dựng lại hành tinh.
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 436. Be vegan. Supreme Master Qinghai.
Shanghai Cooperation Organization, or SCO, meeting concludes in Russia. Prime ministers from China, Russia, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan convenes for a 10th intergovernmental summit at Constantine Palace in St. Petersburg, with delegates from Belarus and Sri Lanka also present as dialogue partners. India, Iran, Mongolia, and Pakistan were represented as observer states as well. During the meeting, Kazakhstan's Prime Minister, Karim Masimov, announced the establishment of an interstate reserve fund intended to assist in joint investment projects, which could also be used in emergency situations by SCO member states. A number of documents were also signed by all parties towards shared development in trade, infrastructure, and cultural exchange. Meanwhile, Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin gave his country's first public endorsement of Pakistan for full membership into the organization, while attending delegates from the USA and Turkey expressed their country's interest in becoming dialogue partners.
Шанхайская организация сотрудничества за десятилетия своей работы превратилась в авторитетную международную организацию, аккумулировала значительный потенциал, который используется для решения задач экономического развития, укрепления стабильности и безопасности в регионе.
Your Excellencies and Shanghai Cooperation Organization are sincere accolades for your fruitful work together. May your efforts continue to bring shared benefit for the flourishing of fellow citizens in your respective countries and beyond.
Greek Prime Minister sworn into office. On Saturday, November 12th, Lucas Papademos officially became the leader of a new unity government in a ceremony held at the Presidential Palace. Among the first tasks of the renowned economist and former senior bank official who has pledged to maintain the country's eurozone status are to implement a loan program agreed on by European Union leaders and to secure additional interim financial aid. Addressing his first cabinet meeting, Prime Minister Papademos stated, "We must all assume our responsibilities to take the country forward. We are living through critical and historic times, and it is imperative that we cooperate. Our respectful congratulations, Prime Minister Papademos, on your auspicious new role at this pivotal time. Wishing you harmonious progress as you strive to stabilize and revive your remarkable nation for the benefit of all people in Greece."
Salmonella outbreak linked to chicken liver. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, Food Safety and Inspection Service announced on Friday, November 11th, that salmonella poisoning that caused some 170 people to fall ill, with an estimated 20 who were hospitalized, originated in boiled chicken liver products produced by a New York company. The contaminated products have been recalled. In September this year, a massive recall of 36 million pounds of ground turkey was made, also in the USA, after the meat was found to be contaminated with an antibiotic-resistant strain of salmonella. The resulting infections caused 136 people to become ill, with 36 who had to be hospitalized and one who perished from the disease. We are saddened to know of the life loss and pray for the soon recovery of those who suffer in sickness, wishing that more and more people soon turn to the safe, nutritious, and humane alternative of plant-based fare for vibrant health and peace of mind.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and/or production.
Fatal prion diseases transmissible through air or milk. Rabies, anthrax, sleeping sickness, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children.
Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections and other dangerous bacteria strains.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella.
Bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock.
Food poisoning, heart attack, kidney failure from toxic additives like melamine and clenbuterol.
Some of the costs of meat eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer.
Increased childhood cancers and adult reproductive cancers from hormones in meat.
Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes.
347 million people are affected worldwide.
An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Cowpox from milking cows. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For help quitting, please visit For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
UK reporter freed. On Friday, November 11, British National and Press TV correspondent Hassan Ghani was released after a week's detainment in Israel. Mr. Ghani had been among five journalists who were also arrested on the waves of freedom ships carrying humanitarian aid to Gaza, Palestine. Upon his release and arrival on Friday in Istanbul, Turkey, Mr. Ghani was said to be in good health. We are relieved to know of Mr. Ghani's well-being and regained freedom. May he and the other journalists enjoy many happy reunions with loved ones, as we pray for the safety of reporters across the globe who strive to share impartial and up-to-date information with the public.
Dust surrounding massive black holes may protect other planets. An international team of researchers studying vast black holes, billions of times the size of our sun that exists in the middle of most galaxies, have suggested an explanation for the mysterious donut-shaped clouds of dust that surround them.
In a study led by Dr. Sergei Nayakshin of the University of Leicester in the UK, scientists found that in spite of the intense gravitational forces that exist near these black holes, new planets and asteroids may be able to form, which then collide with each other, turning them into dust. Dr. Nayakshin stated that this dust could then have a protective effect for other parts of the galaxy, as it shields from the otherwise lethal gamma and X-rays being emitted from the edges of an active supermassive black hole. Thank you, Dr. Nayakshin and associates, for this illuminating glimpse into some of the cosmic forces of the universe. May such discoveries deepen our appreciation and care for life on our wondrous Earth.
During an October 2010 video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in the USA, Supreme Master Ching Hai revealed insights about black holes and their spiritual purpose in the cosmos.
The supermassive black hole is an incredible digestive powerhouse to digest all this bad energy that human beings or any being generated, okay? So that help people suffer less. Many planets will be lenient and prolong the time of destruction. But sometimes human beings do it so fast, they could not even clean it all so fast.
Wow.
And they are only allowed to clean so much, okay? According to the merit we earn. And the super one, super massive, is astral level. It's almost like hell, digesting, destroying everything. Okay.
If you meditate well, if everybody became more morally compassionate, virtuous, vegan, then even the sun and the moon and the earth go inside the black hole, it will come out complete again, the same. Okay? Passing through only, drive through. But if we are not, then maybe not just alignment, huh? Maybe it's swallowing up.
Save Our Planet. Local Malaysian news publication, The Borneo Bulletin, reports on November 10, 2011, that students at the Jerudong International School are learning about protection of endangered orangutans, whose populations are threatened by deforestation and illegal trade, as they also design a facility to care for young primates who have been orphaned.
We're Two in the Stars, a Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Bird in My Life.
And we're following a low carbon emission plant-based diet. Would you like to hear a home decoration tip?
Rather than replace a carpet, consider using smaller area rugs.
They can be used to create cozy spaces, such as a conversation or reading area, for example.
Thank you for your attention, and thanks a lot for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Here's the weather around the globe.
Humanitarian news. The United States Agency for International Development, or USAID, provides information technology training to Pakistani women. As part of the USAID's Power Distribution Improvement Program to enhance energy delivery services, 20 Pakistani female employees from the Departments of Engineering, Customer Service, Commercial and Revenue at the Islamabad Electric Supply Company received the training. It has already been given to more than 450 employees, with an additional 700 workers to receive it shortly. Our earnest appreciation, United States Agency for International Development, for your caring endeavor. May it bring substantial benefits to the pure-hearted people of the nation.
In animal news, an exquisite butterfly is seen in Bhutan after 78 years. According to Japanese media service NHK World, the Ludlow's Bhutan swallowtail was spotted in the eastern mountainous area of Bhutan. The gorgeous butterfly was seen in a valley 2,200 meters above sea level by a group from the Butterfly Society of Japan. The precious cohabitant has wings with dark red markings as well as three tails. Congratulations, Bhutan, on this rare winged angel. Kudos also, Japanese team, for your diligent efforts. May the beautiful Ludlow's Bhutan swallowtail have exuberant flights and safe landings on our shared ecosphere with heaven's protection. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership presenting the Interfaith Center for Sustainable Development, which urges religious leaders in the Holy Land to address climate change. We'll just answer the cat's knock and come right back. Please stay tuned for more concerning news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gratifying news for a happier world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on the Interfaith Center for Sustainable Development, which encourages interfaith collaboration to help bring our planet to a gentle and long-lasting state.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
The Interfaith Center for Sustainable Development is dedicated to encouraging people to live in harmony with each other and nature by drawing on the wisdom inherent in the world's religions. Founded by Rabbi Yonatan Norel of Jerusalem, Israel, other members of the team include Rabbi David Rosen, a meat-free advocate and an international president of Religions for Peace.
The center sponsors the Emerging Religious Leaders Sustainability Project with Muslim, Christian, and Jewish seminary students from Israel and the West Bank participating. The goal of the forums is to assist emerging religious leaders in gaining a deeper understanding of the vital facts necessary to create a viable and long-lasting Earth.
Another endeavor of the center is the Holy Land Climate Change Declaration Project, which was endorsed in April 2011 by the Council of Religious Institutions of the Holy Land. Plans to implement the declaration include encouraging various faiths in one geographical area to work together to address global warming. Our earnest thankfulness, the Interfaith Center for Sustainable Development, for focusing on the most urgent issue concerning planetary survival. May the vegan solution to climate change be the foremost solution adopted and advocated by all religious leaders and every individual on our globe for a long-lasting and bright future.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told in Russian entitled Exam Results.
Евгений, ты сделал 20 ошибок в экзамене. И знаешь, что еще хуже? Это те же ошибки, что и у твоего соседа по парте. Почему же? Евгений поразмыслил и ответил. Ну, это потому, что у нас один и тот же учитель.
And now for our viewers' heartline on a cure for diabetes through veganism, in depth with Drs. Neil Barnard and Dr. Gabriel Cousins on healthy living. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
One vegan diet is the way to go. We are not built to eat meat or the amount of carbs we do today. Stephen from Amsterdam, the Netherlands.
On a vegan diet, over time your palate changes. You are more sensitive to subtle flavors and textures. There is much more joy. I have suffered from depression all my life. Getting off the milk is amazing. I've been lactose intolerant my whole life and did not know that that was what was always wrong with me. I sleep better. Arthritis is not a problem any longer. Viewer from USA.
Health-conscious Stephen and friend from the USA, thank you for your positive comments. Esteemed vegan physicians Dr. Neil Barnard and Dr. Gabriel Cousins clearly demonstrate that diseases such as diabetes can be overcome by following a plant-based diet. What wonderful news! May you and all the compassionate people of the Netherlands and the United States be blessed with inner harmony and grace.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your presence on Noteworthy News.
May your heart be filled with joy and kindness.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The United Arab Emirates Red Crescent Authority and France-based Women and Health Alliance International announced that they are constructing the largest medical center in Somalia. a hospital for women and children in the capital, Mogadishu.
As part of the newly initiated Hiroshima for Global Peace Plan, Governor Hidehiko Yuzaki of Hiroshima, Japan, visits Washington, D.C. to encourage worldwide nuclear disarmament and diplomatic conflict resolution.
European Commissioner for International Cooperation, Humanitarian Aid, and Crisis Response, Kristalina Georgieva, announces additional funding to Libya of €500,000 to speed the clearing of landmines and ensure the safety of the Libyan people.
Thanks to an increase in health workers and clinics throughout the country, Ethiopia's State Minister of Health, Dr. Kesete Berhan Admasu, reports that mortality for children under 5 years of age has been reduced by more than 10%, from 20% in 1990 to 8.8% in 2011.
Humane Society of the U.S. Personnel and Hollywood television personality Lorenzo Borghese go undercover in New York City, USA, to raise awareness about misleading pet shop claims and the cruelty of puppy mills, thus enabling people to make better choices of animal companions, including encouragement to adopt.
According to the Burmese daily newspaper, New Light of Myanmar, a surgical team successfully separates conjoined twin baby girls at the Children's Hospital in Yangon.
New Zealand actresses Angela Bloomfield, Lisa Chappell, and Elizabeth McMenamin lend their voices to animal advocacy organization SAFE's new online initiative, Safe Shopper, the nation's first consumer guide that shows which beauty products are not tested on animals.
In an effort to provide less fortunate children with creative opportunities, British charity Inos Africa offers free dance classes including ballet in Kibera, Kenya, where young children have now been practicing ballet basics after school for the past year.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.